Chase William D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Again, coming up at 2 o'clock today, the mayor and the Titans will have a press conference talking about the new stadium. Stillman and Company will have full coverage of that. Also being told that Mayor John Cooper is tentatively scheduled to join Stillman and Company tomorrow around 2:15. So looking forward to that as things moving with the stadium. But right now, let's get to our NFL zingers.
Gentlemen, another week of zingers. And like Chase said, I am excited about this week. And hopefully my last zinger we can get to, but I'll leave that up to you guys for the conversation. But let's lead off with New York. We got the G-Men that D-Mace has been talking a lot about this last
G-Men.
Week. And we got the Jets. So, who do we like more? Do we like the Jets more or the Giants? Personally, I like the Giants. They're keeping games close, and they're winning them in the fourth quarter. Saquon's back officially, and Daniel Jones has been playing very well under Brian Daboll. So whatever Zach Wilson and Robert Saleh have been doing this year has been something special too. And we saw the stat earlier today that we had in our group text that Corey Davis is one of the biggest X factors on their team with 89.5% of his catches being for a first down or a touchdown. Your thoughts, fellas?
Hang on, Derek. You can take your victory lap in just a second. I was a little angry at Saquon Barkley yesterday.
Why was that?
Because he went down at the one, and had he scored, I would have won some money.
But he probably wasn't the only one.
But he did the right thing, because that was the right move. You make them use the timeouts and kill the clock, but, you know, whatever. Brian Daboll, to me, is coach of the year right now.
He's doing a phenomenal job.
He is doing awesome. Wink Martindale's defense, I really like. And, look, I'm a Cowboys fan, and if Sean Henry's listening to this, then, you know, I'm sure he's going to use it against me. But I do like what the Giants are doing. That's a good team. When they play the Titans and they beat the Titans, I don't know if they were a good team yet or believe that they were a good team, and now they do.
Yeah, I think that's why it's another cautionary tale of all the people, and I can remember many, saying before the first game, you can't lose to the Giants. This is you've got to beat the Giants.
I was one of them.
There's no way you could – I mean, you know what I mean? You just don't know. You don't know in this league. That's the most compelling thing about the NFL is games like that, teams like that, stories like that. And these are two of the best, the Jets and the Giants. Like we said last hour, you will not find a preseason ranking where those two not only are predicted not to make the playoffs, but in the bottom five of the league. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to go anywhere. I'm going to say the Jets, though, are the team that I think might have some staying power if they can get Zach Wilson to a next level. They're really, really young. They're ahead of schedule right now. But if they can keep progressing here, I think the defense is legit. Whereas the Giants, I think they're going to have some very tough games coming up. And so I want to see if they can maintain it. But they're both just outstanding stories.
G-Man, that's all you need to say. Both of these teams, whether, you know, it's the Jets or the Giants, both of them have done a remarkable job at, you know, coming out and playing their brand of football. Tough defense and running the football. Obviously, the Giants are led by Saquon Barkley and the Jets are led by Breece Hall. But I would give the nudge to the Giants at this point, because I believe they know exactly what they have at quarterback, and they're not trying to hide it, and they're just playing around him. I think the Jets, even though their defense is good, it reminds you of the 49ers defense. Why? Because their head coach comes from San Francisco. But the Giants, in regards to points, the Giants are a better team than the Jets as far as giving up points. The Giants only give up 18 points. Jets give up 21 points. But both of them have good records right now. But because the Jets are still trying to run their offense through their quarterback, because they still got to figure out if he the guy, I think they're more prone to mess it up as the season goes. Now, their defense is good. I mean, those corners are some of the best corners in the NFL led by Sauce Gardner. But the Giants know exactly what they have in their quarterback. They're not going to allow. They're not going to put the game on him. They're telling him, just manage the game. Our defense will take care of one side of the ball, and Saquon will take care of the offense. Don't worry about it.
Giants at Jags next week.
Yeah.
Good one.
And that's going to be huge. So we'll see how that goes over. But so former Titan Marcus Mariota. Let's talk about him for a second. Is he a viable starter once again? I mean, he's got some great flashes with the Falcons, and you know, he doesn't look half bad down there, but you know, in my opinion, when I think of him, I think of a guy like Cooper Rush too in the same category. But you know, they did have a good win over the 49ers yesterday. I know that the Niners were a little bit hampered with some injuries. But what do you guys think about him being a starter again? You may be pretty set on this, but what do you guys think?
I'll start it by saying this was a question we were asking over the summer. When he signed with the Falcons, was he just a placeholder? Would he make it through the entire year as a starter? Now, we know with Marcus, availability is big. So he is the turned ankle, the pulled groin away from being the same old, same old. But yesterday was the perfect Marcus Mariota game. He didn't have to throw it very much. They ran the ball well, even without Cordarrelle Patterson. When they threw it, the guys were open. He made timely runs in a perfect way. He clearly, Arthur Smith has exactly the knowledge of what Marcus does well. It's a good fit. It now really does look like he will hold the starter's job. The question is, can he play well enough to earn the starter's job for next year?
Right.
Or does he was it a one-year deal? Like, is he a free agent at the end of this season? Like, he's playing for another, for a starting job in the future. Mm-hmm. I think he's in the discussion now.
I think he might. Yeah, I think he's
I feel like he just signed a one-year deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, Marcus is.
There's an option.
Yeah.
There's a $12 million option for the second year.
I'll sign him to $12 million.
Club option? Or is
it
a mutual option? Because if he can, opt out and become a free agent, he may get himself a pay raise. I don't know.
Yeah, but it seems like
we're not there yet. Like, exactly. We're not even halfway through the season yet.
But Marcus is having a good season. He's not having a great season, not having a bad season. They're 3-3 right now. He does just enough to win you ball games. He's not mistake prone, like constantly mistake prone. He works within the confines of that offense. And the head coach, Arthur Smith, understands that and knows it. He knows exactly what he has in his quarterback.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised, because I think they're not going to finish high enough to get a top 10 pick. I think they're going to be better than that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they just load up around him.
And a lot of people had them dead last. Well,
exactly.
Dead last in the NFL before the season. And they're in every game. They're 3-3, but they've been in every game against some good teams. At Rams, loss, at Bucks, right there, both games. Blew the lead in the first week against the Saints. So, you know, they have a plus differential. They're way better than people thought.
Yeah, and look, I think Arthur Smith, when Arthur Smith was his offensive coordinator the first time, he was a rookie OC. Marcus had zero confidence. He knew he had, even though there wasn't a quarterback controversy, you knew you had traded for Tannehill, and he was right there. I think now Arthur is obviously a head coach, but a better play caller, knows Marcus very well, and that's why that marriage made so much sense. So according to SpotRack, it's a two-year deal with an out after this year. They would have to – the cap hit would go from $4.25 million to $14.5 million next year.
Oh, that's nothing.
Which is inexpensive for a starter.
Exactly. That's why I said don't be surprised if they continue to have him on the team, but then build around him. Well, because you can build around him because he doesn't cost as much.
And he can you can develop Desmond Ridder while you're at it.
Exactly.
And that's who they drafted. So go ahead.
All right, so this rookie and another rookie, and look, I have the big say in this. After the 100 Miles of Hate win this weekend, I got to talk about him, guys, because this guy and the rookie that is myself, we know each other. And I have to give him a shout-out for how he's been playing. So
when's he coming on the show?
I don't know. But
you want to? I mean, you want to drop names that you know him and everything? Like, come on.
But look, I really think Bailey Zappe deserves a lot of credit right now. I think he's really done well with these Patriots. I mean, just look at this, and I want to share this with you guys. So he had one offer prior to even being thought about as a college quarterback, and it was Houston Baptist was the school that was the lone offer to him. He makes the most of that opportunity. 2020 was a weird year, played four games, transfers to Western Kentucky with the likes of Zach Kittley, who coached Patrick Mahomes and previous other NFL quarterbacks as well. And I think he's someone that is going to make his mark, and he's slowly but surely doing it. I know it's a rookie season for him. He's only played a few games, but everyone thought that I know around him never thought that he would get a chance like this. And you just never know, obviously. He had 62 touchdowns last year as a Hilltopper, and he set a new record in passing yards with 5,967. So fifth round pick. 62 touchdowns last year. He's throwing dimes right now.
Well, whenever you get an opportunity as a rookie quarterback to be coached by Bill Belichick, I mean, there's no better. I mean, other than maybe Andy Reid and some other guys, just a handful of guys. But you have to relish in that position. You have to – it's almost like – you know, you get drafted by the Patriots, and it's like, man, I get an opportunity to develop, to develop as a quarterback in this system. Because this system will help you slowly become an NFL quarterback.
I feel like I've seen this movie before. Late round draft pick at quarterback comes in for the injured starter.
Not 199, but he's certainly making a mark.
Never gives the job back. Look, I'm not going that far.
And do they stick with him? It's a fair question.
Well, yeah, I do think there is a question of when Mac is ready, if Zappe continues to play the way that he is, do you make the change? Your offense is working right now.
And Mac was working out with him yesterday on the field prior to the game, and he was questionable. So that's something fair to think about, I think.
I don't know. Right. It's interesting.
It's going to be a cool big story, topic up there. The Patriots find a way to be relevant somehow. They're tough.
It's not finding a way. It's the head coach.
He knows what he's doing.
Always they find a way. There is no doubt about that. Coming up next, are you done? Is that it? Okay. Good job. Very good job.
Nice.
Coming up next.
Nice job, Rook.
We will discuss the new stadium and what we're expecting to hear at 2 o'clock, some of the things that we want to see out of the new stadium. Obviously, this is going to be a big topic of conversation for the rest of the week here on Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.